Yesterday morning, we had fun, and you could still, you know, if you go to WSW.com and maybe missed it, want to check it out. Because the morning team page is there, and our morning team show, we set aside a page each day, so you can check out things that we were doing. For example, if you go today to the morning team show page, look for May 19th, 2021, and things that we have done today, we have there in podcast segments, some of the links, pictures, things like that. Yesterday, you could find the podcast segment. We were talking about Lions coach Dan Campbell and how he... it's said he was joking, but you have to wonder with the way that Dan Campbell is coming out with some of the comments about getting a pet lion at the for the Detroit Lions this year, and how he would be having it on a chain and trained to be able to do things and such. And at one point, when he was making comments about having a pet lion, he said he wasn't sure that PETA would appreciate it, but hey, you know, whatever.
Let me guess, did they release a statement?
PETA has responded.
Oh, of course.
PETA has responded. And they did so in a serious, but in a joking manner too, I guess you could say. They took it for what he was saying, that they didn't take it all too seriously. So what they did was they sent a coach a letter. It says, "Dear Coach Campbell, congratulations on your new role as head coach of the Detroit Lions. We heard your comments made in jest about acquiring a lion to keep as a pet at the team's facilities. As you mentioned, lions are wild animals, and they don't belong in football stadiums or at roadside zoos or in people's backyards." And then they go on to make their statements about their concern about animals and lions throughout the world and things like that. Okay, fine. But at one point, they also said this. "So while the Detroit Lions should remain the only Lions at Ford Field, we thought we should send you an addition to your team. Meet Dan Detroit, the Lion." They sent him a plush stuffed animal. And they named him Dan Detroit. "Making Dan Detroit part of the Detroit Lions entourage will encourage and end the abuse and exploitations of lions and other big cats as mascots or props and spare a wild animal a lifetime of suffering. He's a symbol of support for all lions, both on the field and off. All the best, Rachel Stotts, Celebrity Relations Manager of PETA." Celebrity Relations Manager? I didn't know PETA had a celebrity relations.
Celebrity, boy.
Okay.
It must be quite an extensive staff they have. They can get down to that point.
Well, you know, apparently PETA's got a good lot of donations coming their way that they can buy, stuffed. It's just a small one. It's not like it's a huge,
huge
life size.
They didn't send a mascot. No. Well, they already have a mascot.
No, they already have a mascot.
Maybe they need to step up Rory's look or something.
Yeah. But, well,
a little
speaking
more
of Rory,
fierce.
Though, Rory also on his Twitter account.
Yeah.
Who knew that Rory had a Twitter account?
Of course.
Sent out a tweet and said, "Hey, Coach Campbell, I hear you're considering having a lion come hang out at the Lions practice. Just letting you know, I'd be happy to help out whenever needed, and I'm already well trained, and no chain is necessary." So that's just too much fun they're having there. Yes, as we keep on saying, it's only May, but let the Lions season begin. We just want to get Dan Campbell. I want to hear one of these post-game press conferences.
I know, me too.
Especially if the Lions have one of those hard fog gut-out wins, you know, what's he going to say on that?
Right.
He's going to come in with just blaring.
Or the losses, too. I wonder how he'll be.
I can only imagine how he's going to... Because, you know, we don't expect them to be perfect.
Right.
So there's going to be losses. We know that. I can only imagine he'll be very honest and direct.
Hey, and by the way, in my sports, I mentioned quickly, sticking with football real fast, did you hear me announce that, that we have a start time for the first Michigan game
of
the year?
Yes.
September 11th, it was announced yesterday that they will play with the Washington Huskies at the Big House starting at 7:30 p.m., of course, the night game. So that is how, under the lights there in the Big House.
And expectations that the Big House will be filled for that game.
Yeah, that is the expectation.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be nice. So that would mean, Charlie, right, 6:30? Or, sorry, yeah, 7:30 kickoff, 6:30 start
6:30 broadcast, 7:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
so. Oh, yes, they always have at least an hour pregame.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's never too early to start thinking football. That's all I'm saying.
Michigan football on WSGW.